Members of the Native Hawaiian community are rallying on various islands today. It's in response to a court case of a Maui professor who asked for a Hawaiian interpreter. One was provided for his initial court appearance, but he was found to be in contempt of court after a court judge ruled his trial would be in English. That touched off a firestorm. The judiciary said yesterday it's reviewing its policies. Now, HPR's Kuvehi Arishi has been tracking the story and joins us live in the studio with the latest. Morning, Kuvehi.
Aloha, Catherine.
Now, the judiciary didn't really explain why they pulled back on the bench warrant, correct?
Yeah, there was no explanation in that statement, but it was issued an interesting 24 hours later where they recalled the bench warrant and then said in there that they will be scheduling a future hearing on whether or not he should have a Hawaiian language interpreter.
Right, and you had reported that I think OHAU was being very vocal about the sensitivity of this issue because there was a time when it was illegal to speak Hawaiian here.
Yeah, I think it really touched on a lot of the Hawaiian language speaking community's heartstrings on this one because it did bring us back to that time where it was prohibited, where you were punished for speaking the Hawaiian language. So OHA, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, did send out a statement. The Native Hawaiian Legal Corps sent out a statement. Everybody was getting on board and sort of, they were really touched by what happened.
Right. And then we've got rallies going on today. Tell us about that.
We do. We have rallies here on Oahu at the Hawaii Supreme Court scheduled for 3 to 5. Also in Maui where it happened in front of the Wailuku Courthouse. And then I've seen notices for one in Kaneohe and also on the Big Island in Hilo. So folks are, I think that what's happening is the Hawaiian language revitalization movement has really made a lot of strides in the last 30 years, at least in for those who are in the community, that's what was seen as our language is alive. We hear it everywhere. We see it. There are a lot of Hawaiian speakers in various industries. So when we all saw this video, and folks may have seen it, of Kalekuaka Ale, the University of Hawaii Maui professor, standing up in court, introducing himself in Hawaiian, but being essentially ignored by the judge and the prosecutor, and then a bench warrant being issued for failure to not appear, it really was shocking for a lot of folks because they felt we had made so many strides in revitalizing the language that we get to this point where it's actually not recognized in a court of law. So very, I think, something that's really activated the Hawaiian language community.
Right. And there are legal issues and, you know, lawyers and judges are guided by, you know, what does the law provide? And, of course, there is a cultural sensitivity being that Hawaiian and English are the two official languages here.
Right. So in 1978, the Hawaiian language was made an official language. But I think at the time, a lot of folks were wanting more. They wanted a proviso element to it, having to mandate some of that. So I think that's what we're seeing now is that they want the Hawaiian language community is looking for more bite to that. They don't want it to be purely symbolical in that, yes, we have Hawaiian language recognized. We want it to be mandated. And so the issue of a court interpreter is interesting because when in speaking to the judiciary, the current policy is that there is no legal requirement to provide an interpreter for someone who speaks English. And that's the case in this situation with a lot of folks who speak Hawaiian nowadays is that they are also fluent in English. And so that's what the motion that was filed by the prosecution in this particular case had argued that he can speak English. It would be impractical for us and an unnecessary expense to have to bring in an interpreter when he can just speak English. So I think that's that is the policy that I believe the judiciary is going to be looking at. And I think a lot of legislators, it really got their attention and they're trying to figure out how to add some bite to that idea that Hawaiian language is an official language of the state.
Do you know specifically what some of these lawmakers are thinking about as far as legislation?
I did not see anything introduced just yet. I did hear a lot from Representative Andrea Tupola and a representative from Maui, Kaniela Ng, saying they're trying to look at the laws behind this and figure out what they can do. In the past, we have heard from Senator Kalani English over on Maui consistently for the last 6 years trying to pass legislation to mandate that legal documents at the legislature be done in Hawaiian and English. So something along those lines where it has some meat or substance behind just this idea that it's an official language.
Right. So it's obviously kind of taken off the scab off of an old wound. And I think that's what probably we're going to hear about at these rallies across the state today.
I definitely think so, Catherine.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. And I'm sure you'll be on top of this.
I will.
Going forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kuvehi Hirishi is HPR's general assignment reporter. You can find a link to her story on the Conversation Facebook page or on HawaiiPublicRadio.org.